Adele Kraft, tell us about yourself.
I have lived in the Roaring Fork Valley since I was 9 years old. I am a student at the CMC campus in Spring Valley in the Sustainability Studies program. I'm getting my bachelor's degree this spring, hopefully.
Congratulations.
Thank you. I also work for the Andy Zanka Youth Empowerment Program at KDNK, and I've worked there for the past 3 years.
Well, you were a student of the As Yet program.
Yes. So I started as a DJ at KDNK when I was 11 with my Girl Scout troop. So I have spent literally half of my life, almost half of my life, as a DJ at KDNK and involved with KDNK. And I went through the entire Andy Zanka Youth Empowerment Program until I was 18. And then I started working for them as a peer mentor and then teaching the youth news team.
What is it about the Andy Zanka Youth Empowerment Program and KDNK that hooked you?
Well, originally, I just thought it was so amazing that kids could be on the radio. That's not something that you ever see at other radio stations. I've never heard of a program like that before. And so I think it's so cool that kids and adults alike, anybody from any walk of life, can be on the radio and share their voice, their music, and their love of the community.
Why did you throw your hat in the ring to run for spot on the board?
Well, I think that this is hopefully the next step in my journey at KDNK. I just love KDNK so much, and I love being involved with this radio station. But more importantly, I think that my voice can help bridge the gap between the youth in the community and adults in the community. And I am really looking forward to being a spokesperson for that. I am incredibly honored to have this opportunity, and I think that on any board and in any organization, it's really important to include the voices of this upcoming group of citizens. I think it's super important that we showcase voices of everyone in the community, from all ethnic backgrounds, ages, everyone.
Adele Kraft, thanks very much.
Thank you.